Okay, we're back on the record at 10:36 and, excuse me, yeah, 10:36. And we have, the OPA has called Mr. Albert Garcia, who is present. Thank you for coming, Mr. Garcia, on very short notice. And please have the witness sworn.
Please raise your hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony that you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Please state your name and position for the record.
Albert G. Garcia, Buyer Supervisor with the Department of Education and Procurement Section.
Thank you, Mr. Garcia. Did you have some questions? We're calling him, so.
Oh, since the original one was calling? Yeah. Okay. Mr. Garcia, I'm going to give you Appellant's Exhibit A.
Door second.
Which has already been given to both parties. All right.
For the record, the witness has a copy of the Appellant's Exhibit A.
In that Exhibit A, if you could turn to page 2. There is a comment in there under JRN's bid, right after the time. Could you read that for me?
No submittal certificate.
To the best of your knowledge, what does that mean?
Well, in accordance to during the bid opening, when Mr. Jim Bagayan showed me a form considering it a certificate, he wanted me to acknowledge that form. So when I acknowledged that form, when I opened up JRN's bid, they didn't have one of those that exact form. So he wanted to make sure that I indicated that there was no certificate or considering that form a certificate.
Okay. Do you recollect what that form might have stated? Let me see if I can find it in the maybe with the help of counsel.
GOD Exhibit 3.
3.
Bank found bottom.
Okay. Thank you.
That too.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay. Mr. Camacho will give you the. We can give it to you.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm sorry. Could you show that to Mr. Bangayan first?
Yes.
Okay. Is this the form that Mr. Bangayan was showing to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you read it? Let's see. Who is it from and who is it pertaining to?
This form or this document is issued by the Contractors License Board to the company of Phil Getz International Trading Corporation, doing business as J&B Modern Tech.
Yeah, Mr. Garcia, was it this verification of license from the Contractors Licensing Board, was this the type of form Mr. Bangayan was trying to get you to acknowledge during the bid opening?
Yes.
And so once again, going back to exhibit number A, where it says there's no certificate, language certificate, does it refer to this verification of license from the Contractors Licensing Board?
Yeah, can you repeat that, sir?
That language on Exhibit A, where it states right. That no certificate submitted, right. Would it be fair to say that that refers to the verification of license from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And out of all the bidders who submitted bids, and you can refer to Exhibit A, were there any who did not submit this verification of license?
Yes, there was one other company.
Well, which companies did not submit a verification of the
Global
license?
Food Services, sir.
Okay, and who else?
Global Food Services.
Was there any?
And JRN.
And JRN. And would it be fair to say all the other bidders, to include J&B, submitted a verification of license?
There were two others that did submit the verification of license.
Okay, and who were they?
It was J&B and Agbayani Air.
Thank you.
Mr. Garcia, I'm going to give you another form. This is the license. Okay. And could you describe to us the difference between that license? Because I understand earlier you may have contacted the... Is that true? You contacted the Contractors Licensing Board to get a discussion as to what was the difference between this verification of license and the license itself?
Clarification, yes, ma'am.
Okay. For the record, for the record, the witness is looking at Exhibit 4 of the procurement record submitted by DOE on November the 9th, 2012. Please proceed.
Which is the license of
yes.
JRN?
Yes.
Okay. So, and I know that's different because you have the verification of license of J&B Modern Tech. Maybe I should give you that one instead. So, well, comparing apples to apples. My apologies. Okay. That is also under Exhibit 3, GDOE base stamp 011. Okay. In fact, let's take back JRN's. Well, that's okay since you have both. What is the difference between the two? What did Guam Contractors Licensing Board tell you the difference between the two of these forms, the verification of license and the actual contractor's license?
Confirming with their little statement from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, all it says that the verification of license, all it states that there is no complaints on file.
No complaints on file.
Right.
To your best recollection, was that something that was called for in the IFB, to your recollection?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would that be something DOE might want to consider in the future?
We're considering it, ma'am.
Okay. But for now, to the best of your knowledge, this was not a requirement anywhere in the IFB?
No, ma'am.
If any contractor had any complaints?
No, ma'am.
So in the case of the Contractors License Board verification of license, it said, it says no complaints on file. Is that what it's being based on? Or with that statement, no complaints on file?
Right.
So that's the only difference, as far as you can tell, between the verification of license and the contractors and the license itself.
Yes.
Okay. There was another comment you made in an earlier. Is this a form that, in talking to Guam Contractors Licensing Board, is this a form that they normally issue?
I don't know, ma'am. This is the first time that I'm seeing this form at the bid opening.
Okay. Did you ask them?
When
you called Guam did you ask Guam Licensing Board, is this a form that they normally issue?
I was just trying to confirm, do they utilize this as the certificate? Or is this just confirming the verification of licensing as far as the bidders are concerned? They responded that... like I said, with this document here saying that, you know, no complaints were on file. However, it's whatever we deem acceptable to the bid.
Let me ask this question. With that form alone, without the other contractor's license form, would that form alone by itself satisfy DOE?
As far as I would have to confirm on this one also too, ma'am. Mm-hmm. because all it's doing is just saying that, like I said, it's just saying that there's no complaints on file.
But it does say licensed to perform the following.
Right.
And it, if you and can, it lists. So in some respects, it is similar.
That he, yes, in some ways it's similar.
Okay, so because it does address that they're qualified to do C-51, and I forgot what was the other one,
C-13,
right. Electrical. It does say that.
Yes.
So if a vendor, let me see, had submitted this form instead of the other form, would that have been sufficient in
maybe
DOE's opinion?
I won't take it on our opinion, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
I wouldn't take it as far as being a certificate.
Why not?
Because, yes, it just indicates that, you know, some of the classifications that are here and what they may operate on, but on a contractor's license, it also indicates that there are some items, some classifications on the contractor's license that is not listed on verification of license.
I think it would beg to differ. Could you read off and take a moment to compare?
Sure.
If the two are identical in the case of J&B Modern Tech.
Yeah, the verification of license, you have A, B, C3, C4, C13, C13A, C16, C17, C18, C20. Then on the verification of license, you have it goes from C20 to C37. But on the contractor's license, it indicates C33.
I see. There is a difference. Mm-hmm. Okay. What other differences there? Continue.
You got C37, C40, C42, C44, C51. Verification of license has C55, which is not indicated on the contractor's license. C56 is not indicated on the verification of license.
Okay, thank you. So there are discrepancies. Thank you for pointing that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. So to re-summarize, in your discussion with Guam Contractors Licensing Board, the main difference between this verification of license is that it says no complaints on file.
Yes.
Whereas the license, the contractor's license, though, to the best of your recollection, was it submitted by all bidders?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. That's all I have.
I do have just a couple more questions. Mr. Garcia, referring to, well, what role, if any, did you play in the solicitation of IFB number 26-2012 for DOE?
I was the buyer for this, sir.
And are you familiar with the terms of the, or did you actually read the IFB?
Most of it, yes.
And I'm going to hand you what's been previously marked as Exhibit 5, DOE. You recognize the document as 5, tab 5 of the procurement record?
Yes, I do, sir.
What is it?
It is the bid package, IFB 26-2012.
Okay, you can turn to page 7. The IFB. In particular, can you focus on section 2.4.1 and the second bullet point? Could you read that, please?
Bidders must submit C13 and C51 certificates from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board with their bid. Failure to submit these documents will result in non-responsive bid and disqualification from consideration for award.
Okay, let's go back to C-13 and C-51 certificates from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board. Now, we looked at this verification of license
And we actually looked at the license. Now, Exhibit 3 of the procurement record contained JRN's contractor's license. Does that, in your opinion, fulfill the requirements of Section 2.4.1 for a C-13 and C-51 license?
Yes, sir.
How so?
As a certificate number here, that indicates what we normally ask for on the contractor's license. For each bidder to submit a copy of their documents indicating the classifications C-13 and C-51.
Okay, so you believe that that fulfills 2.4.1's requirement for a certificate, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now there's a verification of license. Now, I know there was a little, you hesitated a little bit when the public auditor was discussing that. Her hypothetical was, what if a contractor only submitted the verification of license? Would that fulfill the requirements of Section 2.4.1?
Then again, I would have, if I had, like I said, going back to the bid opening, when we did open this bid and this document was first presented to me for the first time, that's why I even mentioned to Mr. McGuire that I would have to clarify this document itself.
But as a buyer, to your knowledge, who wrote the IFB?
The specifications actually came from the end user.
The end user?
Who's
the end user?
Which is actually whoever the requesting division is under DOE. In this case, would be our facilities and maintenance.
Okay. But in your mind, just so I understand this, when it said C-13 and C-51 certificate from the contractor's licensing board, you had in mind the actual license itself, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Not the verification of license?
Right.
Okay. And then I'm going to turn now to Exhibit
6. I think it's 8.
Yeah, I think so. It's a terrible thing when your thumb slips from the page.
Exhibit 8.
Exhibit 8, okay. And do you recognize, now this is Exhibit 8 of the procurement record?
Exhibit 122.
Okay. Which has already been filed with the OPA. Do you recognize the document depicted in Exhibit 8?
Yes, sir.
What is that document?
It's the analysis and recommendation.
And who wrote that document?
I did, sir.
Can you turn to the second page, please? Second page, you're on the third page. Wait. Oh, take it back. Sorry, you're on the third. In the very bottom, on the right, whose signature appears there?
Mine, sir.
Okay, so as the drafter of this document, let's refer back to the first page. And when we're talking about you go to the very last paragraph of the first page where it says JB Modern Tech and Agliani Construction Corp. had submitted a form, no form number, from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board with their bid. What form are you talking about?
That was this form, sir. I just entitled it.
Which one?
The verification of license.
Thank you. And now let's go back to this. Let me ask you what I just termed the million-dollar question here. Okay. Now let's go back to Exhibit 3, which is this contractor's license 2013 from JRN for their C-13 and C-51 license. To the best of your knowledge, and let me remind you, Mr. Garcia, you're under oath. Was that or how did DOE obtain that document?
How did we obtain his document?
That's correct.
Through the bid package submittal.
Whose bid package?
JRN's.
Okay, so when you opened the bid package, was it there?
Yes.
Thank you.
I want to ask him about the difference on the exhibit, on the abstract.
Yes, sorry about that. Okay, finally, there is one more question. Now, let's go back to Exhibit A.
Exhibit 6.
And Exhibit 6. Do you recognize Exhibit A? Which is the long paper?
Yes, sir.
What is that document?
It is the abstract of bidders.
And who filled that? I know it looks to be a fill-in-the-blank type form, but who filled in the blanks?
It was one other buyer.
Who was that?
Miss Bobby Cantaniza.
Okay. Miss Bobby Cantaniza. Okay, who was with Miss Bobby Cantaniza?
I was.
Okay, so you were there at the bid opening?
Yes.
Okay, and when did this bid opening take place?
October 19th at 10 a.m.
And now we look at the second page of Exhibit A under the acceptance column. And we look in particular under JMB Modern Techs heading. And we look at the second page of Exhibit 6 under the acceptance column. What difference, if any, do you see between those two columns?
That acknowledgement receipt.
Okay, so that language, that's the written-in language, is that correct?
Yes.
Where it states, could you read that, please?
Acknowledgement receipt of verification of license.
Okay, now you were there that day, to the best of your knowledge, who wrote that?
I wrote that, sir.
You wrote that?
But not on the day of the bid. See, Mr. Bengayan had asked me to acknowledge receipt during the bid opening, and I forgot to write it down. Whereas when at the end of the bid openings, when we give out copies of the abstracts to all bidders, right? He brought in his copy asking me to go, because I didn't acknowledge it, to go ahead and acknowledge his copy.
Okay, so sometime after the bid opening, you put that language in there, is that correct?
Yes.
And here's another big question then, just out of curiosity. Why, to your knowledge, did you participate in submitting and preparing the procurement record for filing with the OPA for this case?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how is it that this, so you believe this is an earlier copy?
Yes.
Which is the more accurate copy? Which is the bid abstract? Is it Exhibit 6 or Exhibit A?
Actually, they're both the copies from the actual bid opening, sir.
Okay, but there is that one difference, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, based on that, which is the real copy now?
The real copy is the one without the acknowledgement.
Without the acknowledgement?
Yes.
In your opinion?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, but why? Why did you acknowledge then, Mr.?
Well, that's what I said, ma'am. When during the bid opening, he had asked me to acknowledge receipt of it, whereas in his copy of that verification of license form, I had acknowledged it there, but not on the bid abstract. And then he came, when Ms. Quintanilla went and made copies, she went ahead and issued it, prior to me even getting back to actually putting the acknowledgement on the document. Mr. McGuire later on came in and said, because I forgot to acknowledge receipt of it, if I can go ahead and acknowledge receipt. So I went ahead and acknowledged receipt of the verification of license.
On his copy?
Yes.
On his copy?
Yes.
But you did not go back to acknowledge receipt on the official copy?
Right.
Was that an oversight?
I just forgot to do that.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so it's being brought to your attention now?
Yes.
And again, the reason you, could you again restate the reason you accommodated Mr. Bagayan?
Because him coming back to our office, asking me to go ahead and acknowledge receipt of the verification of license, I went ahead and did it.
Okay. Was there any other witnesses?
I don't know if anybody was walking around me, but okay. I don't think so.
All the other vendors had left?
Right, because this was not on the day of the bid opening, so no other vendors were around at the time of this.
This was later on?
Right.
Was it the same day or the day
after?
It
was a different day. I forget what day. I didn't even put the date down when I acknowledged receipt of this.
I see. Thank you.
Okay, I have one final question. You didn't just acknowledge receipt of that document. What further inquiry concerning that verification of license, if any, did you make?
What do you mean by that, sir?
Well, it was brought to your attention that there was this verification of license. What actions, if any, in addition to what you've already testified to, annotating that on a copy of the bid abstract, did you make?
No other action, sir.
What communications with the Quorum Contractors Licensing Board, if any, did you make?
Just what I had stated earlier with the confirmation of the verification of license. And
how was that done? Did you call them?
Through email, sir.
Through email, okay. I'm going to show you it's been marked as Exhibit 9 procurement records. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That is the email documentation that I wrote to Ms. Margaret Guerrero at the Guam Contractors Licensing Board.
And when you brought this issue up with the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, what exactly did you ask them?
What was the difference between the verification of license and a contractor's license?
And what answer, if any, did they make?
Theirs was although the license certificate may have their certificate number, but does not state they have a complaint on file. However, it depends on your agency what is acceptable. Please be informed that the AC is C40, C51.
Okay, so would it be fair to say you didn't get much help from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board?
It could maybe seem that way, sir. But I don't know their job, so.
Okay, now, after receiving that email from the Guam Contractors Licensing Board clarifying the verification of license, did that change your opinion on what Section 2.4.1 of the IFB required?
It might have made a change, sir. If they went and clarified that the verification of license was the actual certificate, then I would have gone, because the bids are still under evaluation. It's not a final notice once the bid opening is done. That's why I even mentioned during the bid process that I will have to clarify this form with the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, because I've never seen that form before.
But, essentially, despite your communications with the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, you deemed that the certificate contractor, the C13C51 certificate submitted by JRN complied with the IFB, is that correct?
Yes.
Even after your communication with the Guam Contractors Licensing Board, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Mangayan, do you have any questions, follow-up questions, Mr. Garcia?
I just want to ask one or two questions, or three. Mr. Garcia, What is your function during the bee?
I was what you would call maybe the chairperson of the bid.
Okay. On the bid abstract, which is the exhibit A recorded here on this hearing, could you turn to page 2? On the bid abstract under JRN, did you write this comment and please wait?
Now, Mr. McGuire, we've already covered that. He's already testified that he wrote that comment on exhibit A. That's already covered. You don't have to repeat what he's already testified to. You can ask him further questions. So.
And by the way, you already covered what is the certificate, and I have to withdraw that.
Okay. No, this is just okay. So, Mr. Perez, do you have any questions,
Mr.
Garcia?
Mr. Garcia, going back to your email to the Contractors Licensing Board, may I approach?
Sure.
This is Exhibit 9.
Well, for the record, he already has a copy of the folder.
Okay.
Of Exhibit 9 in front of him.
Can you read the second sentence?
Which
the second sentence to in response to your email to Margaret Guerrero.
Should I have any other questions, please contact or email me.
Oh, no. The second sentence?
Oh, your second sentence. I'm sorry. Although the license certificate may have a certificate number, but does not state they have a complaint on file. However, it depends on your agency what is acceptable.
So, Ms. Guerrero indicated that there is a certificate number on the contractor's license, correct?
Yes.
Okay, may I approach? This is Exhibit 4. The contracting contractor's license.
I think he's underneath it.
He has it, okay.
Underneath the binder.
Okay.
Okay, is that for JRN's
license? JRN, yes.
He's already got it for the record. The witness from previous examination already has a copy of the exhibit.
All right. Can you, is there a place on the contractor's license before you, JRN's contractor's license, that indicates a certificate number?
Yes, there is.
And is there also a place on the contractor's license that indicates a license number?
A license number? What do you mean by a license number, sir?
Just if you read through the...
Right.
Is there an indication of a license number?
Oh, yes, there is, sir.
So there are two distinct numbers on this contractor's license.
Yes.
There is a license number?
Yes.
Correct, and a certificate number?
Yes.
Did the clarification from Ms. Guerrero indicating that a certificate number is contained on the contractor's license aid you in determining that the contractor's license would suffice for a certification for a C-13 and a C-51 certificate?
Yes.
And is that why you used the contractor's license to deem JRN as responsive?
Yes.
In terms of section 2.4.1?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further question.
Okay. Mr. Mingai, did you have anything else? Mr. Garcia, thank you once again for coming on such short notice. Don't worry about the exhibits. We'll take care of them. And essentially, you are excused as a witness. You're subject to further recall. I ask that you not discuss your testimony until this hearing is ended. Thank you.
Sharing it.
Okay. There'll be no further witnesses.
Oh, I didn't officially ask. Mr. Perez, do you rest?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to closing statements. I'm going to allow each party approximately 10 minutes to give their closing argument. And we'll start with this. Mr. Bengayan, you may begin with your closing. Hang on. And then you'll be followed by Mr. Perez, who will give his closing. And I'll give you a very brief period for rebuttal. So if there's anything you want to say after Mr. Perez speaks, you're going to have that opportunity. Okay? If you question or disagree with anything he says, because it's your protest, so I'll give you the last word, okay? So you may proceed with your main closing argument, Mr. Perez.
Again, Madam Public Auditor Attorney Anthony Camacho, thank you again for the opportunity to have JMB protest here, because this matter is so straightforward. There is little I could add to my opening statement. I would reiterate that Section 2.4.1 requires specific certificates, not the license. And bidders should be required to comply with Section 2.4.1 as it is written. By way of example, when someone from the Philippines applies to get a Guam driver's license without taking the driving test, the Guam Motor Vehicles Division requires a certificate from the Philippine Land Transportation Office, not just a Philippine driver's license. When a lawyer applies for admission to the U.S. Supreme Court, he or she must submit a certificate of good standing from the highest court of a state or territory, not just a copy of license. When a government agency says certificate, that means a certificate, which is a separate and distinct document from a license. This dispute comes down to a handful of undisputed facts. The IFB requires bidder to submit certain specific certificate with their bids. The IFB stated, failure to submit this document will result in a non-responsive bid and disqualification from consideration for award. JRN's bid was therefore non-responsive. JRN must be disqualified. That leaves JMB as the lowest responsive bidder. So JMB is entitled to be awarded the contract. That's all there is to it. Thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Bengayan. Mr. Perez.
Yes. The protest before the OPA today is based on a single issue, and that's whether the contractor's license issued by the contracting license board, licensing board, would suffice for a certificate for C-13 and C-51 classifications. And GOD, after review of the evidence, GOD believes that the certificate or the contractor's license does provide that verification or that certificate that is required by IFB 26-2012, which requires a C-13 and C-51 certificate. And what GDOE would point to is that the contractor's license has two distinct numbers. One stating that there is a contractor's license with its individual licensing number. And in addition to that, it has a certificate number. And GOD would argue that that certificate number would suffice as certificates for the C-13 and C-51 classification. In addition, Mr. Bengayan has not provided any evidence on the contrary that his verification of license would suffice as a certificate. Therefore, we ask that the OPA rule that his protest is meritless and would dismiss this protest. Thank you.
Mr. McGuy, do you have any brief rebuttal?
No further question.
Okay, I want to thank both parties for clearly presenting your respective cases, and thank you for your cooperation throughout this proceeding. And we will take this matter under advisement pursuant to public law, excuse me,
Thirty-one dash 198,
we will issue the decision on the protest within 10 days, I believe, from the date, 10 working 14. Days, excuse me, from the date we received the protest. Okay, the hearing is concluded.
Or is it 10 days from today?
Well, I think it's
10 working days from receipt of the protest.
Yeah.
To issue the decision?
That's great. That's why we're having the hearing today.
Okay.
We still have time.
Okay.
We were going to comply with that law, that requirement, and issue our decision in writing within that time period. The hearing is concluded. Thank you all very much. We're off the record at 11:19.